兄弟姊妹，早晨。好似呢几个礼拜都见面多啲，都系好嘅。你认识我多啲，我哋认识你多啲。I'm actually very encouraged that in the next 6 weeks we get a chance to preach the same series of messages together as a whole church.
我覺得非常之鼓舞，喺嚟緊六個禮拜咧，我哋喺教會將會有一連串嘅講道。
These next 6 weeks, each of our congregations, the Cantonese, the Mandarin, the English, and our teens, will be preaching on the same topic, on church renewal.
喺呢六個禮拜裏邊咧，無論係英文、國語堂或者廣東話堂咧，我哋都會教導同樣嘅信息。
I think this is the first time we've done that as a church, where for 6 weeks in a row, we're all hearing the same message as pastors preach on the same message.
所以所有的牧师在不同的会众里面都会传讲同样的信息。
And I hope that together we can move in the direction that God wants us to go as a church.
我希望每一个的会众在神里面都向同一个方向来走。
It's not that easy moving 800 people together all in the same direction, but I pray that the Lord will do so.
我哋一齐咧，将八百人咧去同一个方向唔容易，不过我向神祈祷，能够做到呢件事。
Well, as you know, one of the focuses of our church in the past while at Fraserlands has been learning about the spiritual practices of church renewal.
你知道过去一段时间里边咧，我哋喺菲沙教会咧都系学紧一个教会复兴呢一个嘅课题。
Whether it be about personal renewal, relational renewal, or spiritual renewal.
无论是个人的更新复兴，或者是关系的复兴，或者是属灵方面的更新。
But how is a church renewed?
但我们的教会怎样才可以复兴呢？
How can our church be renewed?
我们教会怎样能够被更新呢？
Well, I love to tell you that it's a simple process.
我想告诉你，这个其实是一个很简单的过程。
You do this, this, this and that, a 10-step plan,And wow, our church will be renewed.
你这样做十步之后呢，你就可以更新到了。
But it's not that easy.
但是不是那么容易的。
Many have tried and have been disappointed.
但是很多人呢，试过，不过呢，都感到失望。
Because it's not about a plan.
这不是关于一个计划。
It's not about a program.
不是关于一些程序。
It's not about a method that will bring about renewal in our churches.
不是关于呢，用什么方法来为我们教会带来更新。
You see, church renewal is not about changing the external components, the exterior elements of our lives or even of our church.
教会的更新呢，不是因为我们的生活或者教会一些外在的元素来到做了一些更新。
It's not like slapping on a new coat of paint.
不是呢，有一层新的油漆落去教会那里。
Or having a proper kitchen finally when we build our last phase.
或者呢，最终我们可以有一个很正式的厨房可以用。
Or building a gym.
或者一个健身房。
Our church will only change as we change.
我们教会会改变是因为我们去改变。
As I change, as you change, as we change.
随着我的改变，你的改变和大家的改变。
Our church will only be renewed spiritually as we are renewed.
我们的教会只会在我们得到更新的时候，它才会更新的。
As I am renewed,
例如我的复兴，
as you are renewed,
你的复兴，
as we are all renewed,
我们全部都有复兴。
It doesn't happen any other way.
不会用其他的方任何方法发生。
The Lord doesn't want it to happen any other way.
主不希望是用其他方法来到这样发生。
As he is in the process of transforming us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ.
神呢，在一个过程里面，就是将我们转化成为好像耶稣基督这样的形象。
Thank you for choosing that song, Oh To Be Like Thee, because that is basically what it takes.
多谢咧，选择头先嗰一个诗歌系非常之切题嘅。
You see, church renewal takes place in the life of the pastor first.
你知嘛？教会嘅更新咧，首先咧就喺牧师自己嗰个生活里边开始嘅。
Then it flows into his marriage and into his family.
然之后咧，喺牧师佢哋嘅个婚姻同埋佢家庭里面。
And then into the church.
然后在整个教会里面。
So if God's going to renew our church,
所以神要复兴我们的教会，
He's going to start, have to start with me.
他一定要在我身上开始。
He'll need to start with our other pastors and their spouses.
一定要在其他的牧师身上和他们的配偶身上开始。
The elders and their spouses.
同埋佢长老啦，同埋佢哋嘅配偶。
You need to start with our deacons and our lay leaders。
仲有我哋嘅执事啦，属灵领袖啦。
You need to start with each one of us。
要喺我哋每一个人身上开始。
Each one of us will need to be renewed ourselves。
我哋每一个人都要自己身上有复兴。
This is where it starts。
呢个就系嗰个开始嘅地方。
Church renewal starts with our own personal renewal。
教会的复兴是始于我们的个人的复兴。
And we begin our journey of personal renewal by connecting to Jesus。
我们开始这个复兴的旅程就是我们从跟耶稣基督联系来开始的。
By connecting with the true vine of life so that his life begins to flow into ours。
是跟这个真的葡萄树有联系开始，所以他的生命可以灌注入我们的生命里面。
Jesus said this in John chapter 15.
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章那里这样
说。I'll read verses 1 to 4 first and then 5 to 8. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me, Jesus said, and I also remain in you.No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
约翰福音十五章一至到四节嗰度咁讲，佢话：我是真葡萄树，我父是栽种的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，就不能自己结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
And verses 5 to 8, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
五至八节那里说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来，仍在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
So what are the effects of remaining, of being connected to the vine, of being connected to Jesus?
这样常在我里面，与葡萄树相连，同埋与耶稣相连，会有带来什么果效呢？
Why should we be connected to Jesus?
为什么我们要同耶稣基督有联系呢？
Well, first, so we can have fellowship with God.
第一就是所以我们可以有同主有团契啦。
God made us so that we can be in fellowship with Him, so that we can be in His presence and we can relate to Him.
上帝创造我们，令我们可以跟祂有相交，这样我们就可以跟祂同在，同埋跟祂联系了。
You see, God did not form us and then place us in the universe that He created just so that He can leave us and go about His own way.
上帝没有做了我们，然后将我们放在他所创造的宇宙里面，接着他就可以离开我们，自由地走去自己的路。
No, he created us in his image so that he can be with us and have fellowship with us.
没有，我们其实是照着上帝的形象做的，这样他就可以跟我们同在，跟我们有相交。
But when that fellowship was broken through our sin, it separated us from God. It alienated us.From His holy presence.
当这种团契因为我们的罪而被打破的时候，祂和我们将我们和上帝分离，祂令我们和祂的圣洁疏远了。
But then Jesus came to die for our sins and took away this barrier and restored our broken relationship, our broken fellowship with God.
但耶稣为我们的罪而死，拿走了这个障碍，恢复了我们破碎的关系，恢复了我们与神破碎了的团契。
In Revelation 21 verse 3 it says this, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
在新约启示录21章3节那里，约翰说，听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
You see, that is the reason why God calls us into fellowship with him, so that he can be with us.
这个就是上帝呼召我们同他相交的原因，因此他可以同我们一起。
The Apostle John said in 1 John 1:3, We proclaim to you,what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
在约翰一书一章三节那里，约翰说，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
So why should we be connected to Jesus?
那我们为什么要跟主耶稣基督有联系呢？
Because Jesus brings us into God's presence so that we can fellowship with him.
因为耶稣基督将我们带到去神那里，以致我们可以跟神相交。
Second, so that we will not wither.
第二点就是因此我们不会枯干了。
Another reason we need to be vitally connected to Jesus is so that we will not wither and die on the inside.
我们需要同主耶稣基督有紧密的联系，另一个原因就是使我们的内心不会枯干死亡。
Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers.Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned.
耶稣基督说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来，永在火里烧了。
The psalmist said in Psalm 19, verse 7, The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul.
诗篇的作者在诗篇十九篇第七章那里，第七节那里说，耶和华的律法全备能苏醒人心。
You see, the person who feeds on God's word, who is connected to Jesus, will find his soul refreshed, revived, and enabling him or her to function under the most trying of circumstances.
一个呢以神的话语作为食物的人呢，他会发现他的灵魂可以苏醒，可以很精神爽朗，令到他在最艰难的日子里面都能够发挥他的功用。
On the other hand, those who do not feed on God's word, who are not connected to Jesus, will find themselves consumed by the overwhelming stresses of life.
另一方面，那些不依靠神的话语，与耶稣基督没有联系的人，会发现自己的生活被压倒性的压力来到吞噬的。
Have you ever felt that way before?
你有没有试过有这样的感觉啊？
You sense your life is dry.
你有没有感觉到生活呢，是很干旱的呢？
It's empty.
很空虚的呢？
It's withering away.
是很枯萎的呢？
The psalmist says in Psalm 1, and it reminds us, Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers.But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers.
诗篇第一章一至三节嗰话：不从恶人的计谋，不站罪人的道路，不作善民人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时有结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
And also in Scripture, the writer of Hebrews says this in chapter 1, verse 3: The Son, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.Sustaining all things by his powerful word.
在希伯来书一章三节那里说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真像，常用他权能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And all things include you and me.
所有的事情呢，是包括你和我的。
We are sustained by his word to us.
你和我呢，是以神的话语来到维持住的。
Both his written word in scripture.
包括呢，写低了的那些文字啦。
As well as his ongoing words to us as the Spirit of God brings his word from scripture and makes it alive in our lives.
以及咧，不断咧，神用佢嘅微声嚟同我哋，向我哋嘅灵魂讲嘅说话，令到我哋咧系有生命。
You see, Scripture is clear in saying that for us to be emotionally whole, for us to be strong, for us to be renewed, we need to be continually connected to the vine, to the only one who can sustain us through life.
圣经好清楚嘅指明，为咗让我哋咧喺情感上边完整，变得坚强，同埋咧得着复兴，我哋要需要不断嘅同葡萄树嚟到相连。这个能够维持支持我哋嘅咧就系耶稣基督。
Why should we be connected to Jesus？
点解我哋要同耶稣基督有联系呢
？So we can have fellowship with God。
因此咧，我哋其实可以同神有相交。
So we will not wither。
以致咧，我哋唔会枯干。
And thirdly。So we can have victory over temptation to sin.
第三点咧，就系以致我哋咧可以胜过试探。
Now it's nice to know this, and I'm glad the Bible says this: that when we confess our sins, He's faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
你知唔知呢样嘢系非常之好嘅？就系咧，圣经约翰一书嘅一章九节嗰度话：我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
But wouldn't it be even better if we can gain victory over our habitual sins that we can keep on confessing to God day after day, month after month, year after year?
但是呢，如果我们在每一日、每一个月、每一年都认那些习惯性犯的罪上面能够得胜他们，岂不是更加好吗？
Is that even possible?
究竟可不可能呢？
James says in chapter 1 verse 14, But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived,It gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
雅各书一章第十四到第十五节嗰度话：，但各人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引、诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
You see, the sinful nature in us desires sinful things.
你知吗？我哋罪恶嘅本性咧，就渴望去做犯罪嘅事嘅。
It's always tugging at us, and we give in, we'll be dragged away, giving way to sin, which brings death.
佢咧总系拉扯住我哋啦，将我哋想拉咗去。如果我哋让步嘅时候咧，我哋就会被拖走噶啦。
But we cannot just blame it on our sinful nature, because God has given us His Holy Spirit so that we can overcome.Temptations.
但我们总不能够归咎于我们罪恶的本性，因为神将他的灵赐了给我们，让我们可以克服这些试探。
Paul said in Galatians 5:16, So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
在加拉太书五章十六节，保罗说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
2 Peter 1 says this, says God'sDivine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
彼得后书一章三至四节嗰度话：神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德照我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
When we're vitally connected to the vine.
当我们很紧密和这个葡萄树有连结的时候
To Jesus
和主耶稣有连结的时候
We're empowered by the Spirit of the living God living within us to escape the corruption of the world caused by our sinful nature
主在我们里面的圣灵就会加力给我们令到我们可以脱离这个世界的邪恶和所带来的腐败
In my early 20s, when Deb and I were dating,
当我在二十几岁的时候 Deb 和我是拍拖的时候
I was actually very attracted to her at the time
是我很被她吸引的
I mean I still am attracted to her
当然现在我也是很被她吸引
I think I better stop when I'm ahead
我想多了的时候我想我应该停一停
Anyways being a young guy and all at the time
即是作为一个年轻人当时
With lots of energy and drive
有很多的精神有很多精力有很多动力
There'd be times when I wouldget overly affectionate with her.
有时呢我会觉得同佢过分嘅亲密嘅。
Especially when we're watching TV in her parents' basement in Winnipeg.
特别当我哋呢喺温尼匹嗰度呢喺佢父母嘅嗰间屋嘅地库嗰度一齐睇电视嘅时候。
I still remember a few times when we were kind of borderline in terms of our affection towards each other as single people.
我记得呢有几次呢当我哋彼此去亲密嗰个程度去到一个边缘嘅时候呢。
The reason I remember this well was because each of those times when we were getting a little too affectionate with one another,
我记得呢啲事系因为呢每个时代呢电话都系会响嘅。
The phone would ring.
嗰啲电话系会响嘅。
You know, we're talking about the early 80s. It wasn't cell phones. You can't just silence the thing.
我讲紧呢系八十年代呢唔系未有手机嘅时候，我哋唔可以呢删咗电话啲声。
The phone just keeps on ringing and ringing and ringing because I don't think her parents had an answering machine either.
个电话咧不断咁响，咁响，咁响。我谂咧，佢哋父母咧都冇嗰啲answering machine 留言录音机。
And when the phone rang, it gave us opportunity to reevaluate the situation we were in.
当个电话响嘅时候咧，俾个机会我哋咧去重新谂一谂我哋当时嘅情况。
Our physical closeness at the time.
我哋身体嗰个嘅亲近嘅程度
，and we're able to by God's grace to back off。
我哋咧靠神嘅恩典咧，我哋可以缩开。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out."So that you can endure it.
哥林多前书十章十三节嗰度话：你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Those who are connected to Jesus will have a better spiritual sensitivity to avoid sin, as the Spirit of God provides us.A way out in certain situations.
嗰啲同耶稣基督有联系嘅人咧，会喺佢嘅灵性里边嘅触觉咧，系会更加敏锐嘅，以至咧可以避免有罪恶。因为神嘅灵咧喺我哋喺遇到某啲情况底下咧，佢会提供一条出路俾我哋。
So why should we be connected to Jesus?
咁我哋点解要同耶稣基督有联系咧
？So we can have fellowship with God.
以至我哋可以同神有团契。
So we will not wither.
所以我哋咧唔会枯干
，so we can have victory over temptation to sin，
以致我哋咧可以胜过我哋嘅试探。
And fourthly，
第四点
，so we can grow in godly character，
我哋咧可以咧喺我哋敬虔嘅品格嗰度成长。
This is such an important topic that we're going to spend the whole sermon just on this.Growing in godly character in 2 weeks' time on May 19th.
呢个题目非常之重要，所以咧喺5月19号嘅时候咧，我哋会花整堂嘅时间嚟讨论呢个题目。
So I won't touch upon it now.
所以依家只系掂一掂啫。
And so fifth, the next point then is, So we can bear fruit in our lives.
所以第五点啦，就系咧，我哋可以多结果子。
Jesus said in John 15, "Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself; it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine," Jesus says. "You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing."
约翰福音第十五章，耶稣咁样讲，佢话咧：你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝枝若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
If a branch remains in the vine, if it is connected to the vine, fruit is inevitable.
如果树枝留在葡萄树上面呢？如果佢同葡萄树有相连呢？结果子呢是必然的事。
However, if it is not connected to the vine, if we are not connected to Jesus, fruit is impossible.
相反呢，即是如果我们知道枝子没有跟葡萄树连结，我们没有跟主耶稣基督连结的时候，结果子呢就不可能了。
You see, no matter how hard we try,
无论我们有几咁努力的尝试
，How long we work，
我们做工做了几耐
，We can't produce fruit on our own，
我们不可以自己结果子的
，We cannot be renewed individually as a family as a church，
我们不可以个人单独的被复兴，或者我们的家庭被复兴，或者教会被复兴。
Jesus is very clear on this，
主耶稣讲得很清楚
，The role of the branch is toremain and to stay connected to Jesus, to the vine.
枝子的功用呢，就是一定要跟葡萄树，跟主耶稣基督有联系。
You see, nutrients in the water flow from the soil into the roots.
你知吗？啲营养呢，从水嗰度呢，慢慢呢，渗入泥土，入到去个根里面。
And from the roots, they travel into the vine.
然之后喺根部呢，再入到去葡萄树入面。
And they're carried to every branch and into every leaf.
跟住咧，将营养带到去每一个嘅枝子同埋每一块叶嗰度。
There is unceasing flow of life from the vine to the branch, and it never ends.
呢个咧系生命不断嘅流动去到嗰啲嘅树枝嗰度，系唔会结束噶。
We need to stay connected to Jesus, the source of life, so that we're constantly receiving from Jesus.
我们需要跟耶稣基督保持有联系，以致我们可以不断地从耶稣基督那里去领受。
Whether it be his strength, his wisdom, his peace, his rest, his renewal, or even his heart.
无论是他的力量、他的智慧、他的平安、他的休息、他的更新，甚至他的心。
I know of an elder in our church who is being renewed by the Spirit of God right now.
我知道我教会的一些长老呢，他现在就被圣灵来到更新了。
He just can't stop crying.
他呢没办法停止哭。
He can't stop tearing up.
一路的流泪。
Okay, I need to tell you something about this person.
我要告诉你一件事。
I've known him for over 35 years.
我认识他呢有超过35年的时间。
And in that time I've known him, he's like a rock.
我認識他的時候呢，他很很心硬的。
He's very intelligent, but he doesn't show much emotion whatsoever.
他很聰明的人來的，沒什麼情緒的。
But as he is being renewed by the Spirit of God right now, he is sensing God's heart for things, for people, for our church.
但當他被聖靈觸摸到的時候呢，他開始呢，個心感覺到對人的需要，教會的需要。
And he is being compassionate and sensitive and aware of how God sees these things.
而且咧，佢对呢啲事咧有热情，去有触觉嘅感受得到，同埋咧去知道呢啲嘅需要。
I want to show you an illustration that I did just a few years ago.
大概几年前有咁嘅事。
So what I did was I took a plant in my office, like just a regular plant.And I cut off branches from that plant, and I just put it into another plant, and just stuck those branches into the soil.
我咧喺我办公室嗰度咧，将其中一啲嘅枝子剪落嚟，然之后咧就放落去泥土入边。
So after one day, this is how things looked like.
一日之后呢，就是这样的样子。
After 2 days, this is how things looked like.
两日就变成这样了。
After 4 days, this is how things looked like.
四日之后就是这样了。
After 6 days, this is how it looked like.
六日之后就是这样了。
After 8 days,
这个第八日。
After 10 days,
十日。
After 12 days,
十二日。
And then literally after 14 days, it just died.
14日之后呢，就直接死了。
This is a very clear illustration for me.
这个是一个非常清楚的一个示范。
Unless we're vitally connected to Jesus,
除非我们紧密地跟主耶稣基督有联系，
to the vine of life,
跟这个生命的葡萄树，
we will wither away.
否则我们就会枯干。
Well, now that we know why we should be connected to Jesus,
现在我们知道为什么我们要跟主耶稣基督有联系了，是吗？
How should we be connected to Jesus?
我们应该怎样跟主耶稣基督有联系呢？
May I just offer us a few ways today?
我可不可以向你提供有几个途径啊？
First,
第一，
throughout the day,
每一日生活里面。
But we live in a world that's always pulling us away from this.
我们呢活在一个世界是每一天都在拉开我们的。
Our lives can get so busy that we just don't have time.
我们的生活呢真的非常忙碌，真的没有时间。
It's a scheme of the enemy to get us so busy such that he keeps us from really living fruitful lives.
这个呢是敌人的计划来的，让我们呢非常之忙碌，使我们呢不能够过一个结果子的生活。
He's convinced us that the busier we are, the more important we are.
他说服我们，就是我们觉得我们越忙的时候，我们就是觉得我们越有价值。
Now, some people may think that to be connected to Jesus means that we have to have continuous Bible studies, or to be praying, or being silent 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
有些人可能认为跟主耶稣基督联系，就意味着不停要做圣经研究，要祈祷，而且一个礼拜七日24小时都要保持缄默这样。
So they feel that they could never do this.
所以呢，他们觉得根本永远做不到。
They'll have to wait until they finish school.
唯有等我们完成学业之后啦。
They'll have to wait until their jobs get less busy.
等我们工作没那么忙。
They'll have to wait until the children are all grown up.
等我们的小孩子呢长大了之后啦。
Or they may even wait until retirement.
甚至等到呢他们退休的时候。
But to remain and to stay connected to Jesus means that we're just consciously walking and living with Jesus.Throughout our day.
但保持跟耶稣基督有联系的意思是意味着我们要有意识的。
So that we are aware of his presence with us.
以致他可以跟我们同在。
And as we get into various situations in our day, we need his wisdom and we need his leading, we ask him for it.
我们度过每一天的时候，我们要向神求问，需要祂的智慧，需要祂的领导。
We pull away for just a few minutes to connect and to reconnect with Jesus.
我们甚至可能离开了，或者然后再重新跟祂联系。
To listen to his spirit's prompting in our lives.
去听取圣灵的一些提示。
Or we pour out our heart in those moments of praise and worship to God.Because we sense his answers to prayer.
或者你倾诉你的心灵，用敬拜和崇拜的方式去感受到祷告好像被答允了。
I shared with you the story of Pastor Joseph a few weeks ago.
我几个礼拜之前跟你分享过Joseph 牧师的一个见证。
And I asked you to pray for him because he's been in Canada now for 2.5 years.
我要求大家为他祈祷，因为他现在已经来了加拿大有两年半的时间。
And he hasn't seen his children for all that time.
他一直都没机会见过他的孩子。
And he had applied for permanent residency 2 years ago.
两年前呢，他在加拿大已经申请做这个永久居民了。
And just this Monday or Tuesday, he heard from the government that he is now a permanent resident of Canada.
在刚刚过去的星期二，刚刚听到加拿大政府的消息，他已经可以成为加拿大的永久居民了。
And so shortly he can sponsor his family, his children, his wife over to Canada as well.
很快他们都可以申请他的太太和小孩过来。
And then he'll be able to go to Montreal and start the ministry, the new venture that we talked about a few weeks ago.
然之後咧，去到蒙特利爾嗰度咧，去開始佢個新嘅呢個使命。
When I heard that on Tuesday, I just did exactly what I just mentioned here. I just took a few moments of my day. I just sat quiet before the Lord. And I just thanked Him so much for answering that prayer, not just of mine, of yours, because you also prayed for Him. And these are ways in which we can connect with Jesus throughout the day. When we are in need of things, or when we hear an answer to prayer, we just stop, connect, reconnect with Him, and praise Him for His good work in our lives.
当啱啱星期二我听到呢个消息嘅时候咧，我喺神面前咧都系祈祷同埋好感恩，为呢件事好兴奋，因为咧神答允咗我，亦都答允咗你哋嘅祈祷，系同主耶稣基督有联系，以致咧可以有咁嘅结果。
And as we do this, His life will flow into ours.
当你咁做嘅时候，主耶稣基督嘅生命就可以灌注入我哋嘅生命里面。
It'll flow through us.
可以喺我哋每个人嘅生命里面。
And though not everyone will see it,
虽然唔系每个人都可以肉眼睇得到。
It will change that way that you speak.
佢会改变你嘅讲说话嘅方式。
It will change the way that you see things.
会改变你睇事嘅方式。
It'll change the way that you think.
改变你思维嘅方式。
The way you treat others.
你对待别人的方式,
As God's fruit is being born into you.
因为神的果子已经被你承担起来了。
You see, to remain in Christ is to consciously choose to live in His presence and choosing to go about the activities of our day without ever leaving His presence.
要留在基督里面呢，我们是要有意识的，这样来到选择同他过一个同他同在的生活。不离开他的情况底下做我们每日的事情。
How should we be connected to Jesus?
我们应该怎样跟主耶稣基督有联系呢?
First, throughout the day.
第一就是在我们一日里面。
And next, through a weekly Sabbath.
另外就是透过我们每个礼拜的安息日。
Jesus said, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
We live in such a frantic world these days that these words of Jesus helps us to focus our eyes, to refocus our attention back to Him.
我们生活在一个这么疯狂的世界里面，耶稣这些话帮助我们的眼睛和注意力可以再次集中在祂身上。
Jesus is inviting us to enter into His rest.
主耶稣邀请我们进入祂的安息。
He says, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
他说呢，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
We need to accept Jesus' invitation to rest and to rejoice in the Lord.
我们需要接受主耶稣基督的邀请，在主里面可以有休息和有喜乐。
We need to stop and to see the beauty of His creation.
我们要停下来欣赏一下祂的创造。
To observe the loveliness in the loved ones that He's given us.
去观察和欣赏一下别人可爱的一面。
To treasure our friendships.
珍惜我们的友谊。
We need to remember that His provision and goodness in our lives each moment of the day.
我们要需要记住在每一刻里面祂给我们的供应和好处。
And so in the evening, when we put our work to rest,We note that He has blessed us with all these things, and we give thanks to Him.
正因为咁咧，所以到黄昏嘅时候，我哋放低我哋嘅工作嘅时候咧，我哋可以注意佢嘅祝福，同埋咧为每一日嚟到感恩。
But we also consciously take a day a week to rest as God Himself did at creation.
并且咧，我哋要每一日或者一个礼拜，我哋都揾啲时间嚟休息，去欣赏神嘅创造。
Do you know why this is important?
知唔知点解系好重要嘅咧？
It teaches us that nothing we do can ever earn God's love.
因为咁样咧，佢教导我哋一个功课就系咧，冇嘢我哋做咗咧，可以赚到神对我哋嘅爱嘅。
Because when we're working hard, when we're using our gifts to serve others, when we're experiencing joy in our work as well as toil, we're always in danger of believing that our actions merit God's love.
因为当我们很努力工作，我们用我们的恩赐去服务其他人，在我们的工作里面体验到喜乐，甚至有辛劳的时候，我们总会跌落一个危险里面，就是在我们会觉得我们的行为是值得神来爱我们的。
And so you see, it's only in stopping do we teach our hearts and our souls that we are loved apart from what we do.
只有咧，当我哋停止落嚟嘅时候，我哋先至能够咧教导我哋嘅心同埋灵魂，我哋被爱咧，其实系唔系因为我哋所做嘅嘢。
So we need to rest and to rejoice in what we have.
因此咧，我哋需要停落嚟休息一下，去欢欣，去享受一下。
And also during the Sabbath to recognize and to receive God's grace for our lives.
喺安息日嘅时候咧，我哋去认识同埋接受神喺我哋生命里边嘅恩典。
But what should take place? What should we do during the Sabbath rest?
咁每个礼拜安息嘅时候，我哋应该做啲乜嘢咧？
There are two guiding principles in this.
有两个嘅指导原则。
Physical rest,
身体嘅休息啦。
And spiritual rest,
同埋灵性嘅休息。
In physical rest, we should do something that's enjoyable, that's refreshing.
喺身体休息方面咧，我哋应该做一啲我哋好享受嘅嘢，系对我哋可以好提神嘅嘢。
When I used to live in North Vancouver, I would often go to Lonsdale Quay on my day off.
喺我以前喺北温住嘅时候咧，我放假嘅时候总系好中意去到喺 Lonsdale Quay 嗰度码头嗰度。
Just to have breakfast or lunch on my own.
自己一个人咧喺度食早餐或者午餐。
Sitting outside, enjoying the sun, and also enjoying the beautiful view of our city across the waters.
坐喺度晒太阳啦，同埋睇下我哋个城市几咁靓。
Or I would in the summertime，
或者咧喺夏天嘅时候啦
，go fishing，
去钓鱼啦
，and enjoy the wonders of being in God's creation and reflect on His glory，
享受神创造嗰个嘅奇妙，同埋反思佢嘅荣耀。
Did you know that fishing is actually a very spiritual activity in the Bible？
你知唔知其实钓鱼咧系一个好属灵嘅活动嚟噶
？At least that's why I tell my wife，
我生命里面就觉得系咁啦。
I better bring home a fish or else I'm in trouble.
我最好咧钓到鱼带翻屋企，如果唔系我就有麻烦噶。
But whatever it is that you do on your Sabbath day rest, it should refresh our bodies, it should restore our mental energies, and it should renew our soul.
但无论你喺安息日做咩都好咧，最紧要咧就系可以咧令我哋身体有恢复活力啦，令我哋嘅头脑咧可以有精神、有能量，同埋咧恢复我哋嘅灵性。
So that's physical rest.
所以咧要有身体嘅休息。
In spiritual rest, we can spend time before the Lord. We can connect with Jesus. We can soak in His presence, unhurried.
喺属灵嘅安息方面咧，就系我哋要同神共处啦，同耶稣基督有联系啦，同埋咧我哋好似咧浸喺耶稣基督嘅同在一样。
To be in His holy presence with a quiet inner attentiveness to Him.
在他的圣洁同在里面，我们内心有一种安静，要转向耶稣的。
Or have a quiet listening alertness to His gentle whisper in our lives.
安静的聆听耶稣基督的声音，是用温柔的细语来跟我们讲话的。
Practice some of the hearing God exercises that we've been learning.
我们可以去练习，例如我们有聆听神的讲座，就提到这些练习。
How should we be connected to Jesus?
我哋要同耶稣基督点样去联系咧
？Throughout the day，
每一日啦
；Through a weekly Sabbath，
每个礼拜安息日啦
；And as well through an annual retreat， that is a spiritual retreat。
仲有咧，我哋咧一个嘅年度嘅退休会，系一个属灵嘅退休会。
This is a dedicated time so that we can read, we can study, we can hear from God.
这个是专门拨出来的时间，令我们可以去阅读、学习和听取神的话语。
To spend time alone with Him during these retreats, to hear Him, and He will speak to you.
独自和他一起听他的声音， 他就会和你讲说话的。
And He'll begin to direct you in the changes that need to be made in your personal life, in your family life, and also in your church life.
他会指导你要作出一些改变，包括在你个人的生命里面，你的家庭里面，和你的教会里面。
Now I do want to say this.
我很想这样说。
I have yet to really implement this into my life.
其实
and to set aside an annual time for this.
其实我还没有真正去实现这一点，来到每年放一些时间下去这样做。
But I do want to share with you that during my sabbatical that I took at the end of 2017,
但咧，確實好想同你分享喺2017年年底我安息年假嘅時候
，I truly sense the Lord speaking to me。
我絕對咧係聽到神同我講説話嘅
，and telling me these things。
同我講以下嘅説話
at an order for Fraserlands Church to change.
为了让非洲人教会有改变。
That in order for Fraserlands Church to really make a difference in the lives of the people that come to this church.
为了让非洲人教会的会众里面有所改变。
That in order for Fraserlands Church to affect the community, the city, our country, and the world around us.
为了让非洲人教会在我们社区、在我们城市、在国家甚至世界里面有些改变。
We need to be renewed.
我们需要复兴。
I need to be renewed.
我需要复兴。
You need to be renewed.
你需要复兴。
We as a church need to be renewed spiritually in Christ.
我们整个教会在属灵上面都要需要有基督里面的复兴。
And we begin this journey of personal renewal by connecting with Jesus, the vine of life, so that his life begins to flow freely into ours.
我们开始的复兴就是在我们个人里面，我们要跟主耶稣基督有联系。这个复兴的旅程里面，我们要跟他紧紧的联系，以致耶稣基督的生命可以进入我们生命里面。
Jesus said this,
主耶稣这么说，
Remain in me, and I also remain in you.
你们常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine.
枝枝若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
I am the vine, Jesus said. You are the branches.
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit.
常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。
Apart from me, we can do nothing.
因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Let's just pray together, shall we?
我们一起祈祷。
Lord Jesus Christ, our hearts long to know you, to love you, and to be in your presence.
主耶稣，我们的灵好想去同你一起，好渴望你，好想去爱你。
Our desire, Lord Jesus, is to learn what it means.
我们的渴望就是要学习究竟这个是什么意思。
That even before our church as a whole is renewed,
我们整个教会需要复兴。
That you renew us personally first.
你首先在我们个人生命里面有复兴。
Starting with me.
由我开始。
Starting with my brothers and sisters sitting next to me.
由我们坐在身边的弟兄姊妹开始，
and into our families and our spouses, our wives, our children,
以至去到我们的家庭里面，我们的配偶和我们的小孩子里面，
into our small groups and our fellowship groups,
我们的小组，我们的团契里面，
and then into our church as a whole,
然后去到我们整个教会里面。
Teach us, O God, to want to linger in your presence.
主啊，教导我们学习与你同在。
And to connect and reconnect with you throughout our days.
去同你有联系，然后再联系，每一日都是这样。
Lord God, we now come to meet you in this most holy place, this most holy time of remembering you through the act of communion.
主要在这个最圣洁的时候，最圣洁的时间，我们同你一起。
Feed us, Lord Jesus.
为我们有你的话语。
Connect us to you, Lord God.
同我们有联系。
As we take of the bread,
当我们吃这个饼,
as we drink of the cup,
还有这个杯的时候,
come, Lord Jesus, we pray.
主啊, 求你进入我们生命。
Amen.
Amen.